China's Public Security Ministry has warned police to be on guard against any threats to public order linked to the spread of the H1N1 strain of flu, including the driving up of prices for drugs. China has reported more than 11,700 cases of H1N1 flu, from which over 7,000 people have recovered. The government plans to have enough flu vaccine to cover 5% of its 1.3 billion population by year end. Yesterday, the World Health Organization said that production of H1N1 vaccine over the next year will be substantially less than the 4.9 billion doses previously forecast, but one dose should provide adequate protection. The United Nations agency previously predicted one third of the world's nearly 7 billion people could be affected by the H1N1 pandemic, but so far the vast majority of victims are suffering only mild symptoms. WHO spokesman Gregory Hartl says that the swine flu pandemic is the first of this century and will continue to be an issue.
Certainly the pandemic is as much an issue as it has been, and the pandemic will continue to be an issue. We see the virus, it is able to spread very easily. It has spread around the world. It is present in over 180 countries and territories. There are new cases happening all the time. At this moment, we are heading soon into the Northern Hemisphere winter, and consequently, we would expect to see a large uptick in the number of cases. Past pandemics have happened with and without vaccine, and there is a large section of the population which would have been and will be perhaps unvaccinated in any case. This is the first pandemic of the 21st century, and it has spread extremely fast, and we also have more vaccine available now than we do before. So what is the net total of those two factors? It's difficult to say.